10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go!
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Blood
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, it feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball.
Wait a minute. I think I left my conscience on your front doorstep. Oh, wait a minute. I think I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. But I'm here right now, right now. Just sitting in a cloud. Oh,
one minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye Joe.
It's It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
We roll on in one of just two homestands remaining in the 2022 regular season. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Frisco, Texas, as the Riders, fresh off of their second walk-off win at Riders Field last night, they began this series against the Wichita Wind Surge with a come-from-behind 4-3 win last night. It took 10 innings, but the Rough Riders, with two outs, tied it in the bottom of the ninth. They were able to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Aaron Zavala goes 1-for-5. He had the two-out RBI in the ninth. And then Blaine Krim on the first at-bat to him in the bottom of the 10th inning, able to bring in Justin Foscue, the inherited runner, and the Rough Riders able to come from behind. They out-hit Wichita 9-5, but no runs after the bottom of the third inning on an RBI that scored Josh Stowers from second base. That, at the time, put Frisco in front 2-1, but Wichita with a run in the top of the fourth and in the top of the sixth, and it was unfortunately what we had seen from Frisco in the recent stretch of losses, where they would come out the gate hot and maybe take a lead and then have the opposing team fight back, and then we would see long stretches to finish out the ballgame for Frisco with no runs scored. That was not the case last night. They were able to put that behind them with a come-from-behind win in 10 innings. We'll welcome in Zach Bigley for the first time tonight. Zach, again, it unfortunately looked like we were seeing same song, different verse, but the Riders were able to do it last night and maybe put some of that behind them in a big series.
How many times over the last 2 weeks have we talked about close losses? Yeah, it really did look like that in the ninth inning, the Rough Riders would fall again in a close ball game with the opportunity of bringing the tying run or the go-ahead run to the plate, as we've seen time and time again, but they were able to pull it out. Aaron Zavala, I think it means a lot more to this team than just being in the lineup and, of course, having that big hit last night to tie the game in the ninth inning. Both he and Dustin Harris were greatly missed by the Rough Riders, and you simply look at the Rough Riders' win-loss record with Aaron Zavala. 10 games, they're 9-1 with him in the lineup. I mean, that is just ridiculous. And ultimately, it's not the end-all be-all, of course, but ultimately, you like his bat in there and you like the depth that this lineup has with him in there. Unfortunately, he's not in the lineup today, but still, he's healthy and he's good to go, and that really means a lot for the Rough Riders on the offensive side. And then you look at Kellen Strom, and I think Kellen Strom is a really interesting one, especially with Strom's ability to lead off the game and hit second. He's hitting second today after leading off yesterday, and ultimately, Kellen Strom is the kind of guy that you want to have in those top two spots. Leadoff homer yesterday, can get on base a lot, and he and Aaron Zavala are very similar type players. Really good to have both those guys in the Riders lineup.
All right, we're just getting started with our pregame coverage. We'll go ahead and step aside for the first time tonight. It's Texas Baseball Legends Wednesday at Riders Field. Tim Crabtree just throwing out the first pitch, as he was with the Rangers, should say, in the late 90s and early 2000s. Tim Crabtree at Riders Field tonight for a meet and greet for Texas Baseball Legends. A fun promotional schedule this week, and again, just getting started in the early stages of a six-game homestand against the Wichita Wind Surge. Back after this to take a look at the Texas League scoreboard tonight and continue to set the stage as we close in on the end of the month of August. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network with First Pitch at 7:05.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Right.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Game two of a six-game homestand between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Wichita Wind Surge. And we're about 10 minutes out from first pitch at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network. Let's now take the time to look around the Texas League at some of the ball games going on and some of the finals that we had last night. One outcome helped get the Rough Riders one game closer, but we've talked an awful lot about Frisco and Midland in the Texas League South. I think it's about time that we really start considering Amarillo is in the picture. They not might be. They are in the picture with where they stand right now. They trail the Rough Riders by a ball game, and Frisco one game behind Midland, so that has Amarillo two games out of first. And the Rough Riders with a difficult homestand. We've talked about this last night, but a lot of things can happen with the months to come as we have less than a month of baseball in front of us. So a lot of interesting scenarios that we're really too far away to even start to consider. But Frisco with a two-game win streak. The Riders trying to improve that home record. In the second half, it's looking good. Frisco in the second half of play at 13-12 at Riders Field. It was a bit steeper in the first half, but they played really well on the road. Overall, the Riders this year 29-29, but 32-24 when hitting the trail. Last night, Amarillo was able to take down Corpus Christi 8-0, out hitting the Hooks 10-3. An offense that we frankly didn't see at Riders Field, but the rest of the Texas League has been seeing it in the second half from the Sod Poodles, and Amarillo taking it with them down to South Texas to start that series out with a shutout win. Arkansas at home 6-3 over Tulsa last night. The Drillers with two errors and punched their ticket back in the first half, so might be doing a bit of load management as they're now 60-53 on the season. San Antonio clipping Midland last night 7-3 the final. The Missions with three runs after the stretch to, at the time, what was a 4-3 ball game, move that one out of reach for Midland on the road. Zach Geloff hitting a home run last night as the only long ball at Nelson Wolf Stadium, a ballpark that really doesn't have a lot of homers. Northwest Arkansas over Springfield in a tight one last night, 8-7 with 25 combined hits. It was the Naturals able to post five in the bottom of the third and three unanswered runs to come from behind and erase a 7-5 margin and win 8-7. And then our ball game last night took 10, the only extra inning ball game in the Texas League last night, with Frisco coming out on top 4-3 the final. More of the same in terms of starting times. Already some matchups underway. And it's with Tulsa in Corpus Christi. The Sod Poodles are on the scoreboard first early off. As we're trying to get the score loaded for you there, but it's a Wednesday night matchup with Amarillo currently out on top. They scored a run in the top of the first inning, and that's the 1-0 lead they hold now on two hits. That one's in the top of the second. Bottom two at Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas and Tulsa scoreless, and then everybody else starting at 7:05 with Springfield, Northwest Arkansas, and San Antonio and Midland, along with Frisco and Wichita. Go ahead and step aside as we're less than 10 minutes away from first pitch. Still no umpires out on the field. It's overcast from Frisco, Texas. Right mid-80s the temperature is currently right now. 86 with clouds, and it's going to be another chilly night. Going to drop down later tonight and into tomorrow morning as low as 72. So knocking on 60 degrees. Boy, it certainly feels like football weather is coming and the fall seasons are approaching fast. If just time alone hasn't tipped you off on that already. Back after this, we're going to take a look at starting lineups and our starting pitching matchup as our umpiring crew making their way from the first base tunnel. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Our umpire is currently at home plate. We're back before a 7:05 first pitch time on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you. Ramon Borrego out there, the manager for the Wichita Wind Surge. And it's Eric Dorton, the hitting coach for Frisco, as both already quickly depart. So let's promptly take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup, a promising matchup of young right-handers in each the Twins and the Rangers organization. For Frisco, it's a 22-year-old Jack Leiter in his first professional season after being taken second overall in last year's draft out of Vanderbilt. Leiter this year 3-8 on the season. Tonight will be his 20th appearance of the year in start number 19. The only non-start for Leiter came on May 31st, 8 strikeouts in 5 2/3 scoreless. And his mound opponent tonight, the right-hander Cody Lawyerson, the 23-year-old that was taken by the Twins in 2019 in the 14th round out of Maine. Looks like it's national anthem time, so we'll get you starting lineups after the first pitch, which is coming up right after this break in the national anthem on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley with the call of the game next.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Jack Leiter takes the hill in the second game of this six-game series as the Rough Riders, fresh off a walk-off win in the opener, look to take the second game. Windsurge and Rough Riders, AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins, doing battle here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening or watching on this Wednesday evening. It was a thriller last night with the Rough Riders tying it in the ninth and winning it in the 10th on a walk-off double by Blaine Krim. Really big-time win for the Rough Riders as they are one game back of the Midland Rockhounds now in the Texas League South. And Jack Leiter takes the hill from today. Chris, let's quickly look at the starting lineups.
All right, let's do it, Zach. Starting first for Wichita, it'll be Leiter facing the shortstop. Austin Martin in the top of the order. Edward Julian, the second baseman, batting second. Aaron Sabato at first in the three spot. And Alex Isola, the designated hitter, in the cleanup spot. Jair Camargo catching for the second straight night. Junior Severino at third, batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for Wichita, the left fielder Anthony Prado, center fielder Deshaun Kersey, and Will Holland for the first time this week, rounding out the bottom of the order, batting ninth.
That's the lineup that Jack Leiter will face in this second game of the series. Austin Martin set to lead things off after he reached three times and stole three bases last night. Two of those coming in the first inning. He has 30 steals on the year. Now Jack Leiter, Riders right-hander, is ready to go, and so are we. He's back into his windup in the first pitch of the ballgame. Ground ball back up the middle, right to Justin Foscue at second. He picks it up behind the bag and throws him out, and that's how we begin things. One pitch and one out for Jack Leiter on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Edward Julian stands in now. No score between the Rough Riders and Windsurge. One pitch underway. And we were underway at 7:07 with the game's first pitch. 86 degrees, our first pitch temperature. First pitch to Julian is inside. It's one ball and no strikes. And an 89-degree feel, like it's a really pleasant day with cloud cover up above and wind at 8 miles an hour blowing out to left. Leiter, the 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. What do you want to see from Jack Leiter today? Well, what he's been doing lately. He
has been pitching really well for the Rough Riders as of late. He's back into his windup in the 2-0. Sits high of the zone, and it's 3-0. Former number 2 overall pick out of Vanderbilt. As he got his college teammate to ground out, Austin Martin, to begin the game. He works 3-0 to Julian, and the pitch home. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 3-1. Leiter this season making his 20th appearance, his 19th start, 3-8 with a 5.50 ERA. He offers home. Fly ball down the left field line and foul, and it's 3-2. But he has pitched really well recently, as mentioned. His last four starts, a 3.54 ERA. He's been living in the strike zone and picking up a lot of strikeouts. That's what you want to see from Jack Leiter. Fastball command has gotten better. He winds back, payoff pitch. In the air out to left field, chasing Biggers back to the warning track, feeling for the wall, leaps up, and it's gone. Edward Julian goes to the opposite way for a solo home run in the first. Just got over the short wall, just in front of the in-touch home run terrace. Just 350 feet, 94 miles an hour off the bat. On a 3-2 pitch, it makes it 1-0 Wichita in the first inning.
That's tough. I think we saw three or four off the bat just from the wind surge alone that were deeper than that yesterday, but there's no wind. That one right on the nose had enough. Looked like it died right above the wall, and it sure did.
First pitch to Sabato is on the outside edge for a called strike with a slider, and it's 0-1. Not what you wanted to see initially. It's 1-0, wind surge leading. Leiter winds and fires. Curveball on the outside corner for a strike. Actually, that's the slider again. And it's 0-2. Seen a lot of fastball slider out of Jack Leiter. He winds back, delivers home. High and tight, backs him off with a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Seems like that's when he's been at his best, is when he's working that fastball and slider together. He rocks back here and delivers home. A check swing and a miss. He went around off the outside corner for strike 3. Slider away, and Jack Leiter picks up strikeout number 1. We see a lot of check swings against Leiter, and that nasty slide piece rolling away from the hitters as that one was never even close to the zone. And Sabato went around. Here's Alex Isolman out. 2 out, 1 in, 1-0 wind surge lead in the first in the pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 1-0, kicking up some chalk in the right-handed batter's box. Let's take a look at the defense behind Jack Leiter today. Jack's Biggers in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. The pitch in the air, right side and foul, and it's 1-1. Around the infield, Jonathan Ornelas has third, Luis Angel Acuna the shortstop, Justin Foscue at second, Blaine Krim at first. Scott Capers does the catching in tonight's ballgame for the fourth time with Leiter. 1-1. In the air to center field, Stowers coming in, Foscue going back from second, Zavala in from right field, he's the one who makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first. One run in, though, for the Minnesota Twins affiliate on a solo home run for Edward Julian, and Wichita leads 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
With love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
One nothing Minnesota, or I should say the Minnesota Twins affiliate leads it. A win surge out in front, 1-0, bottom one. Chris, let's take a look at the Rough Riders lineup really quickly.
Let's do it fast. For Frisco, of Ornelas, Zavala, Foscue, Grim, Acuna, Hover, and Stowers, Biggers, Capers tonight for the Rough Riders.
All right, Ornelas leads it off in the first pitch. Clips the outer edge for a called strike, 0-1.
Was that fast enough?
That was fast.
Okay.
It was lightning round.
Hope you had your pen and paper out for that.
0-1. Ornelas grounds it up the middle softly. Off to his left side, the shortstop Martin picks, throws in the run, and gets him. One away. Can you write that fast?
No.
Aaron Zavala now. 1-0 Wichita leads it on a solo home run from Edward Julian. Aaron Zavala playing in his 11th game with the Rough Riders this season, a .364 hitter, 2 homers, 9 RBIs. He's also walked 9 times. Wind back by Cody Lawyerson, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Lawyerson out of the University of Maine, and he is having one heck of a season. He's back into his windup in the 0-1. Rip and a miss. Blew it by him, and it's 0-2. Usually a guy who will work out of the bullpen. He's had some spot starts, but whether he's been starting or out of the pen, he's been dominant, making his fourth start of the season here at the AA level and his 15th overall appearance. He has his sign. 6'4", 205. He brings in the 0-2. It's just low of the zone, and it's 1-2. Former 14th round selection in 2019 by the Twins. The 23-year-old this year. In 34 and a third innings, 39 strikeouts, just 9 walks. 1-2. Fouled back into the glove of Camargo, the catcher, for strike 3. And there are 2 away. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate now. 1-0. Wichita leads it. Bottom half of the first inning. Lawyerson is holding opponents to just a .217 average with 1 homer in his 34 innings so far in AA. First pitch home. Breaking ball finds the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Foscue. Foscue hitting .285, 10 homers, 59 runs batted in. Lawyerson winds back in the 0-1. Low of the zone off the outside edge. And the count goes to 1-1. Defense behind Lawyerson today. It's Anthony Prado in left, Deshaun Kersey Jr. in center, and Will Holland makes his series debut in game 2 in right. Lawyerson has his sign. Back into his windy pitches. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Junior Severino at third, Austin Martin at short. Edward Julian is the second baseman, Aaron Sabato at first. And Jair Camargo catches today for Wichita. 2-1 toss. Inside misses with the change, and it's 3-1. Wichita striking first tonight with the long ball. Rough Riders had the lone homer in game 1 of the series yesterday. Kellen Strom leadoff shot. 3-1. Catches the edge on the outside. It's 3-2. And no homers for the win surge yesterday.
That kind of gets lost in the wash. A Kellen Strom home run. You think back about the late game run scored for Frisco, and you look at the box score and you go, Kellen Strom homered for his second ball game in his last 3.
3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hit foul back behind home. Still 3-2. Yeah, and that's a big home run by Strom. His 8th of the year. He's coming on lately with the power, just like this guy, Foscue. Both guys playing all their games here in Frisco this year. Payoff pitch.
In the air to center field, softly hit. Kersey Jr. coming in, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders offensively. 1-0 WinSurge lead it as we go to the top of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two, Jair Camargo leads things off for the WinSurge. Junior Severino and Anthony Prado after that. It's 5, 6, and 7 against Jack Leiter, looking for a bounce back inning after allowing a solo home run in the first. He delivers in the first pitch. In the air, right side, and foul, and it's 0-1. Even though Leiter allowed that home run, it still wasn't a terrible inning for him. Picked up a strikeout. He has his sign, peels back the 0-1. Slips just inside, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders do trail 1-0 on the back of that solo home run by Edward Julian. Leiter's 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. For Leiter in that first inning, just 14 pitches for him. 2-1. Breaking ball. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner with the slider. 2-2. And that's what you want to see from Leiter. Use as few pitches as possible. Looks over the top of his glove and kicks in the 2-2. Foul, nope, in the air, right side, in foul territory, and yep, it does get into the first row seats down the right side. It's still 2-2. Talking with Scott Capers before today's ballgame, who's the catcher today for Leiter, said we want to mix in a few more pitches today, and we want to see him be aggressive in the zone. 2-2, high and tight. Miss with the breaking ball again. 3-2. Says we want to use as few pitches as possible and want to see him get deep in today's ballgame. He looks in, has his sign. 3-2. Down low off the outside corner of the dirt for 4. Well, Camargo works a walk to lead things off in the second, and here's Junior Severino. Leiter walks his first. Camargo, 3-for-4 in stolen bases this year. Was caught stealing for the first time yesterday. First pitch. Rip and a miss from Severino, and it's 0-1. 224 average, 2 homers, 10 RBIs, and limited time for the switch hitting third baseman. Leiter ready from the stretch. And he fires in the 0-1. Breaking ball for a called strike outside corner with the slider. 0-2. Last night's ball game, the Rough Riders won 4-3.
Just their second walk-off win of the year, both of them coming in the second half. 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Curveball down low of the zone, and Jack Leiter picks up his second strikeout. One away in the second inning, and Anthony Prado makes his way to the plate. Leiter going down into the bottom of the zone to pick up the strikeout. I believe that's the first curveball we've seen today as well. There's Prado in from the right side. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Saw Prado make his debut in the AA level against the Rough Riders at the beginning of June. Stretch by the right-hander, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. In the air, right side, and foul, and it's 0-2. That win last night for the Rough Riders brought them within one game of the Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South at 25-20 here in the second half. Now, neither Midland or Frisco have been playing great baseball right now, but the Rough Riders doing enough to get within a game. 0-2 off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Frisco has leaned on their starting pitching and pitching in general here in the second half, the best ERA in the Texas League during the span. 1-2 off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. And that was another case last night. Rough Riders getting four shutout innings over the last four, combined between Mark Church, Tristan Pauly, and Kevin Gowdy out of their bullpen. 2-2. In the air out to right field, hit fairly well. Zavala flips around back near the warning track, settles up just shy of it, and hauls it in. Two outs. Started off to his right, and the ball hit directly at him and turned his head around. Able to make the catch off to his left side. Here's Deshaun Kersey Jr. with two outs and a runner aboard. 1-0 Wichita in the second inning. Leiter ready from the stretch. And he fires in the first pitch. Kersey takes to the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a called strike. 0-1. Kersey, the active leader among Windsurge players, playing in his 101st game this year. 0-1. Ground ball foul right side. It's 0-2. And they say the best ability is availability. Kersey Jr. certainly has been available. Mainstay in this order. It's down 0-2. Leiter working on two strikeouts already. He's ready from the stretch. He delivers. Got him swinging. High fastball struck him out. 96 upstairs. And Jack Leiter, three strikeouts through two innings. Wichita, a 1-0 lead. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, nice inning by Jack Leiter. Rough Riders go back on the offensive next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 1-0 as we go to work in the bottom of the second inning, and Blaine Crim starts it off. Cody Lawyerson delivers in off the outside corner and misses, one ball and no strikes. It's Blaine Crim, Luis Angel Acuna, and Trevor Hover, the 3-2 up against Lawyerson in the second. The right-hander peels back and offers. Breaking ball misses high and inside, 2-0 on the Riders' first baseman, who went 2-for-3 yesterday with the walk-off double. His 19th two-bagger of the year, 2-0. Slips across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Crim now hitting .276, 16 homers, 63 runs driven in on the year. 2-1 pitch on the way. Off the outside corner, it misses. He's ahead in the count, 3-1. And he continues to hit with consistency here in the second half. He had one really good month in May, one really poor month in June. 3-1. Outside corner for a strike. We're full at 3-2 to start the second. 1-0 Wichita. And he was saying, hey, if you take out my month of May, I'm having an awful year. And you say, well, yeah, but if you take out your month of June, you're having a great year. And he said, yep, that's just baseball. And that's kind of how it's been for Blaine Crim this year. A little bit up and down. Payoff pitch. Misses away and low. Ball four for Blaine Crim. He finds his way aboard here in the second, and Luis Angel Acuna makes his way in. Rough Riders trailing 1-0.
I feel like we've mentioned that about a lot of guys. If you take away how the box score finished out for them, their outing is better than the box score. And that's just, you go to the bigger point of their success is measured on how they step away from those appearances. And if they're good with them, they're good starts.
First pitch to Acuna's outside, 1-0.
I think that's what a lot of coaching stat, you hear coaches try and preach that too. It's because numbers and box scores we've talked about are so permanent.
Yep.
And you can look up and you look at it and you go, God, it doesn't look good. But if you take away the good parts and you try and build on that, that's what it's all about.
Pitch home. Clips the outer edge for a strike, 1-1. And I think that's the biggest difference now versus, you know, previous times before the StatCast era and before TrackMan and everything is organizations are looking at so much more than solid numbers. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Chopper weakly hit to the right side of the infield. Julian has it. Flips onto second. And they get him there for the first out. So Crim retired. No return throw to first to try and get Acuna. Fielder's choice, and there's one out in the second. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Trevor Hover hits from the left side. 1-0 Wichita. It used to be that teams relied a lot on the hard numbers and post-game reports from coaches on how guys were doing, but now you can look at exit velocity, and ex-woba is a really big stat right now. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way from Lawyerson. Actually, a throw over to first to check on Acuna, and he's back in. That's expected weighted on-base average, which is the expected stats are really big among organizations right now, especially because it doesn't tell you the end result, it tells you what you expect the result to be. The pitch is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes to Hover. And the reason why that's important is you think about a pitch with a certain exit velocity off of it. We're going to get really nerdy here.
We?
Yes, exactly, me. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. Misses away, and it's 2-0. And with a certain launch angle, when you look at the expected batting average on that pitch, well, it could be right at somebody. And, of course, it's an out. But the expected average is, you know, really high. Well, then you look at that as a good at-bat or a good ball put in play. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's two balls and one strike. And that's what a lot of teams are looking at nowadays.
It is crazy how, I mean, basketball has an instrument to measure a final score and based off of quality shots or shots that normally go in for a team and what the adjusted score should have been.
Runner takes off high and in on the pitch. The throw down to second in time. Acuna pegged out at second, caught stealing for just the second time here in AA. He's now 3-for-5 in stolen base attempts this year. And there's two outs in the second. 3-1 now on Hover. It's a really nice throw right on the money, and, man, a close play at second. Cunha might have been able to get his left hand in there. The pitch into Hover, he swings and misses, and it's 3-2. But he's caught stealing nonetheless. 2-6 on the putout. Two outs, 1-0 Wichita here in the second inning. Payoff pitch on the way to Hover. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Camargo, and he strikes out, and the side comes to a close in the second. Well, the Rough Riders get a runner for the first time tonight on a walk from Krim, but Hoyerson still faces the minimum. We go to the top of the third, 1-0 Windsurge lead at Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the third from Riders Field. It's a 1-0 Windsurge lead. Wednesday night in Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And the right-hander Jack Leiter back on the mound. His first pitch. That drops in there for a taken strike, 0-1. 9-1-2 due up for the Windsurge, and Leiter with three strikeouts through two innings. His 0-1 pitch, fastball rip and a miss. And it's 0-2 to the right fielder, Will Holland. He stands in for his first at-bat of the six-game series. Didn't see him last night. Cole Sturgeon in his spot, out and right. Leiter's 0-2. High and outside. Bumped up the fastball to 97. And it's one ball and two strikes. Lot better despite more pitches used by Leiter in the second. Pitch home off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. 18 pitches, 12 strikes for Leiter in the second. After a leadoff walk, seven pitch AB that walked the catcher Camargo. And after that, he set him down in order 6-7-8. Pair of strikeouts mixed in there. Three tonight. The 2-2. He goes around for strike three on the breaking ball. And Leiter give him his fourth K on the night. Pretty good through the first trip of the order. A solo homer back in the first inning. The only damage allowed to the Windsurge. There's one gone in the top of the third inning. And K number four looked pretty good.
Another good slider buried low and away.
Top of the order now to the shortstop, Austin Martin. A one-pitch ground-out victim. Leiter's first toss is a fastball that motors in, and it's 0-1.
Chris, talking about the box score like we were last inning and just how it can be so misleading.
Pitch home. Martin thought about it. Finds a strike zone on a breaking ball. Quickly 0-2.
We were talking before today's game that may not apply to anybody else more than Jack Leiter.
Yeah. Wines in the 0-2. Fastball a little upstairs. Just missed the zone. One ball, two strikes.
And I think this first inning in today's ball game could be a perfect example of that. Gives up a run on a solo homer that was just 349 feet down the left field line, and he's looked really good ever since.
He's ready for the 1-2 pitch. Fastball off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And you hear it from coaches, too, that say that he's probably one of the more unlucky guys. And it's with how games have ended, runs allowed when he's not on the mound, it's been tough for him. 2-2 off the plate. And the count's full to Martin, the leadoff hitter with one out. The base is clear in the top of the third.
And even just getting off to rocky starts and then buttoning it up and really having a good rest of the start, but the numbers don't look great.
Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He pulled the string on him for strike three. Slider again for the fifth strikeout of the night for Leiter. And back-to-back Ks. He's got three in a row going back to the second inning. There's two gone.
He had one of his best appearances against this Wichita Wind Surge team on the road in relief, actually. We'll explain a little bit more about that in a bit. But eight strikeouts in 5 2/3 in that appearance. He looks really good, very similar.
First pitch to Edward Julian drops in, and a taken strike going. That's his only, the only non-start for him on this. And it was kind of a start. It was a quasi-start. Cody Bradford an inning. And then it was Leiter after the rain delay. 0-1 pitch. Skewed off the bat on a foul ball. Check swing from Julian. It's 0-2. You were there for that?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, he did look really good. It was a weird game where he started the game on Tuesday, pitched one inning. That was Cody Bradford, as you mentioned, and then we suspended the game, picked it up the next day. So it was a relief outing, quote-unquote, but he started that ball game as we started back up. And he worked all four pitches really well in that outing, and that's why he was so effective.
0-2. Sprayed foul. Still 0-2. That was a ball game that started on May 31st. Wasn't final until June 1st. Have you had any other game that it took a full day to decide?
We had a couple of suspended games last year, but very rare to see it between the months.
0-2 off the plate. Yeah, I guess we'll finish up this game next month.
Yeah. Yeah, the outing came on June 1st, but it's logged as May 31st for Jack Leiter.
He's got a pair of strikeouts and five on the night, working on Julian 1-2. Pitch home. Ground ball towards second. And scooped up by Foscu. Bobbles it. Throws to first. And calms it down for the final out. Six in a row retired for Jack Leiter. And hasn't given up a hit since the second batter when Julian took him deep to left field. Feels like that's been a while ago. He's got five strikeouts tonight. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard for Wichita. We go to the home half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders to the plate to start out the bottom of the third inning. Josh Stower stands in, and the first pitch dots the outer edge for a taken strike, 0-1. Cody Lawyerson, the right-hander, back out on the mound for his third inning, and he's faced the minimum, six batters up. Quickly to Stowers, 0-2. He did issue a leadoff walk to Blaine Krim. Came back to begin the second inning, but a 4-6 fielder's choice to Acuna, the next batter. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Lawyerson. He's got three tonight, and one gone in the bottom of the third. Frisco now with the left fielder Jax Biggers coming to the plate. The way he's been swinging it lately has been solid for Frisco. It's been a lot of the start of the season in the infield. Righty lefty to Biggers, and the pitch to him missing high and outside 1-0. And when Aaron Zavala went down, it was more Biggers out in right field that we would see. 1-0 toss to him. Off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. And you see the breaking stuff away. He wants pitches in to pull. That's where we've seen offensively Biggers be more effective at the plate since joining the Riders. 2-0. There's a fastball. 91 from Lawyerson, and it's 2-1. But you can't trade out that bat. Kellen Strom gets the night off. And Biggers in left field. 2-1 pitch home. Breaking ball off the plate as Lawyerson continuing to try and find that fine outer edge on Biggers, but he can't. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Just missed inside. Boy, and Lawyerson liked the location of that one. It's ball four to Jax Biggers. Second walk tonight allowed by the right-hander. One out base runner for the catcher, Scott Capers. Frisco still without a hit on Lawyerson. You could tell he was not happy with that. Here's the catcher, Scott Capers, now coming to the plate for Frisco. Top of the order on deck. First pitch. There's the heater dropped in, and it's 0-1. Zach mentioned earlier the former Maine Black Bear, Cody Lawyerson, and he had an effective start at the collegiate level very early. Count's 0-1. That missing down and away from Capers evens it up at one ball and one strike. His freshman year came back 2017, 20 games for him, and went 4-2 in six decisions. That was a team high in wins. The Maine at the D1 level at the time. Throw to first, and Bigger is quickly getting back to the bag. Count is 1-1 on Capers. Wichita out in front, 1-0. Bottom three. 40 strikeouts for Lawyerson in his first year with Maine was third most on the team. Only 38 innings of work. Pitch home. Back to the screen. And the right-hander in front of Capers now 1-2. Most that he had in that first year with Maine was five punch-outs against the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. That's a mascot you always got to capitalize and say whenever you can. 1-2 pitch, thought about, and missing high. Capers turned the shoulders a little bit, but kept that bat back, and the count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes.
How long is that list of mascots you have to say?
I feel like if you know it when you... St. Louis, Billikens for sure. Biggers a big lead, the break even. Would that hit the bat of Capers? It sure did. It crept inside on a breaking ball, and a similar look that he did the pitch before where he kind of threw the hands, but that time it plunked off of the bat. Still 2-2. Do you have one? Or can you think of one? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I mean, I always like UC Santa Barbara Gauchos.
I like Roadrunners.
Yeah. UTSA.
Yep. Little Texas love there. 2-2 will wait. Another throw to first as Biggers gets back to the bag. That's the second throw over for Lawyerson where you only get two moves over to first.
Santa Cruz banana slugs.
Two-two pitch. There goes Biggers. Capers goes around. The throw to second. Not in time. Ooh, a good gun from Camargo, but Biggers just beat the tag to avoid the strike him out, throw him out. Capers does go down swinging. Fourth strikeout of the night for Lawyerson, but there's two gone, and Jonathan Ornelas to the plate. That's a big outcome. You bring up Jonathan Ornelas, who last night was able to give you a hit, and an RBI knock that came in the third inning. He grounded out back in the bottom of the first on the second pitch from Lawyerson. See what he's got now. First pitch to him. Breaking ball. That drops in, 0-1. This might be the first time this year that we've seen Ornelas with yellow batting gloves. I can't remember a ball game seeing Johnny with yellow batting gloves. It's the little details, but I know Stowers recently joined that club. No balls and a strike. Down and away. Evened up at 1-1.
I think it's all been since Acuna joined the ball club.
I think
too.
It has too. It kind of plays with the color scheme. It's not exactly in the Rough Riders like palette or anything, but I don't know, it kind of pops.
Definitely pops.
One ball, one strike. Ornelas swings and misses. And Lawyerson ahead 1-2. Lawyerson's done a great job tonight of first pitch strikes. He's done it to every but one batter in this bottom of the third. Jax Biggers standing at second, started 2-0. But the right-hander Lawyerson able to get in front of batters early tonight so far. Counts 1-2. Ornella slaps it back to the net. Still one ball, two strikes with two gone. And Frisco still with no hits. A runner in scoring position with two outs. And their first hit could potentially tie this game. They trail it 1-0. Low scoring last night. Boy, did we rave about these offenses and how they can score it. I guess it was the Frisco offense up against the wall, able to make it happen last night with two outs in the ninth. They got the game tying RBI and had a chance to win it, but took it to 10. Pitch home. Ornelas loops it in the air and headed foul. Still one ball, two strikes.
It's strength against strength all over the place between these two clubs. I mean, these are the two best pitching teams in the second half in the Texas League and two of the better hitting teams, too. Tells you a lot.
I think for Frisco, though, and just Antoine Kelly at the top of the list of guys that, you know, it was a difficult second start for him after showing promise in the first start. Really good numbers for Kelly at the high A level. But the walks were high. The 1-2. Ornelas again spoils one foul. Still one ball, two strikes. And this will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. And then after that, you had guys like Slayton, Polly, Gowdy, and Church. They were able to lock it down. Only from Corbett, Slayton, Polly, Gowdy, Church, two earned runs allowed in seven innings of work. That was a huge showing by the Riders' bullpen staff, where everybody felt like they had it last night. Again, the 1-2. Breaking ball popped in the air off the bat of Ornelas, and this one will also sneak out of play. Pitch number 8 in the at-bat upcoming. Ornelas fighting with two outs and an RBI chance. For Frisco, all it did is move them a game closer to the top spot in the South. They trail the Midland Rockhounds by a game, and the Midland Rockhounds currently trailing San Antonio 2-1. To 1-2 again. Hard ground ball towards second. Julian sliding down, gloves it, throws to first, and that'll do it. Still no hits for Frisco as the first RBI chance passing them by in the home half of a long third inning. We go to the fourth. Wind surge out in front on Wednesday night, 1-0 from Frisco, Texas.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Solo homer from Edward Julian back in the first inning still the difference. Fans taking in an overcast Wednesday night at Riders Field. 1-0 wind surge out in front of the Rough Riders. And the right-hander Jack Leiter back on the bump. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, happy to be with you on the 24th night of August. Just shy of 8 o'clock as Leiter back on the mound for the top of the fourth. Here's Aaron Sabato. First pitch is a chopper, weakly hit. Leiter sprinting off the mound. Bare hands it, throws to first, not in time. Quick jump for the right-hander Leiter as he beat Capers to the ball, his catcher. But Aaron Sabato, 6'2", 230, able to be cooking down the first baseline and by, just a half step, beat it. Infield single, that's the second hit of the night for Wichita. Their first, a solo homer on a ball hit 349. Alex Isola ropes one on the first pitch from Leiter into left field. That's a base hit at 103. And the wind surge hopping on Leiter for base hits consecutively on two pitches from the right-hander to begin the fourth inning. Two on, nobody out. And Jair Camargo, the catcher, due up next. Leiter's pitch count had been better in the recent innings. He threw 16 pitches, 10 strikes against the minimum back in the third. Capers with the mask off. Nope, the mask on, but directing traffic in the infield. Before Leiter facing Camargo. Catcher was a 7-pitch walk. Back to lead off the second. The only free pass for Leiter tonight. Righty-righty, the first pitch. High drive out to right center field. Sends Zavala going back to the wall. Can he run it down? Yes, he makes the catch. Sabato way off from second. Zavala relays it back in, and Foscu to Acuna for the double play. Isola fortunately staying at first, but a huge mental break for Frisco. And Sabato says, that's my bad.
Yeah, I mean, what a break for the Rough Riders. What a break for Jack Leiter.
Boy, that's some wheels from Zavala to run that down.
Incredible catch, and it just changes the entire complexion of the inning. Majorly.
8-4-6. And the first pitch to Junior Severino dots his own 0-1. Back-to-back first pitch hits. And that was the third pitch off the bat of Camargo where it looked like that was tagged out to right. And maybe would have left some other ballparks in the league. Righty-lefty. The next pitch, slap foul, 0-2. This, fortunately, for Leiter, turning into a huge positive note in the fourth inning where he's only thrown now 5 pitches to his fourth batter faced.
And Ramon Borrego, the third base coach, was pointing back towards the second base bag as Sabato rounded rounded third, and he's yelling, get back, get back, and he didn't.
Leiter's 0-2. Tapper up the first base side, foul. It's still no ball, 2 strikes. That's just tough. I think at some point Sabato sees how hard Zavala is being demanded towards the right field wall and just sprinting. Put his head down and just made the decision that he's scoring. Again, the 0-2 slap back to the net. Leiter of 4 pitches. This one going to be his fifth, his longest batter faced in this inning by far. You go back to the third inning, his least pitches used in an at-bat was 5 to Edward Julian on a ground out to end the inning. Leiter with 2 more Ks in the third. He's got 5 tonight. The pitch home. Called strike 3. Make it 6 on a backwards K to Junior Severino. And that ends the top of the fourth inning. Leiter giving up back-to-back hits. But right back on track, getting some help from his Rough Riders defense in 6 punch-outs tonight for the right-hander. No runs on a pair of singles, no errors, and a runner left on base. Frisco trailing 1-0 to the bottom of the fourth next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Beautiful Wednesday night in North Texas as the Riders and Windsurge continue their ball game at Riders Field. 1-0 Wichita, the road team out in front. Here's Aaron Zavala in the first pitch, missing off the plate to the left-handed hitter. 1-0. Jack Leiter, 8 pitches, 8 strikes back in the fourth. He picked up another strikeout. He's got 6 tonight. The 1-0. Zavala inside jammed and fouled it back to the net. 1-1 to Zavala from Cody Lawyerson. Meanwhile, the Wichita right-hander, he's got 4 strikeouts of no-hit baseball against the Riders. 2 walks given up and no runs. The 1-1. Zavala watches a good one fall into the zone at 80 miles an hour. And Lawyerson in front, 1-2. Second at bat of the night for Zavala as he was a strikeout victim. The first of the night to Lawyerson. Came back on the second at bat of the bottom of the first. Righty-lefty to the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Hard line drive on the ground into right field, a base hit. And there's the Riders' first hit of the night. Leave it to Aaron Zavala, who was the hero in the 9th inning last night with the game tying RBI and 2 outs. He starts to turn the wheels tonight with a base hit at 104 off the bat. That'll get him going.
I mean, nobody can do this every single at-bat, but it seems like he's doing it every single at-bat. It seems like every single time he comes up, it's competitive. He gets hard contact when he puts it in play. He's been extremely impressive.
Now a righty-righty matchup for Lawyerson on Justin Foskew, the pitch. Hard chopper, third base side. Backhand stab, Severino. Throws to second and bobbled. Everybody safe on a ground ball that Julian couldn't haul in. And Zavala able to slide in there safely. Now 2 on and nobody out. That's tough. That takes away from a really good defensive stop from third from Edward Julian. But the throw to second, it looked like might have been a little low, a little offline. For Foskew, just an easy run to first. We're getting another look on stream. That's tough. Everybody safe. And here's Blaine Krim. First pitch, tailing down and outside, 1-0. Rough Riders trailing 1-0, but another RBI chance for them. They had one back in the bottom of the third with 2 outs, though. This time, nobody out. The 1-0. Krim thought about it, and it just caught the bottom edge of the zone. 1-1 to the first baseman. Blaine Krim walked back to begin the second. Where an inning that looked like the Riders could get themselves in business, but a 4-6 fielder's choice punched him out. 1-1, a wave and a miss. Now Lawyerson back in a good spot. 1-2. Curious who the error gets tagged on. Only one error in last night's ball game, and it was the Rough Riders committing an error. Wichita with the first blunder of the ball game. Righty-righty from Lawyerson to Krim, and the 1-2 off the plate. Counts evened up, two balls, two strikes, with Zavala at second and Foscue at first. On an error on the third baseman, Junior Severino, they call it. Frisco winners of two in a row. The pitch home. High pop-up from Krim. Shallow left field as Martin, the shortstop, leaks out, calling everybody off and makes a catch. Well, he dropped that. That was on the transfer, but there's the first down of the inning. Strange things. Luis Angel Acuna coming up now, the shortstop, for the second time tonight. That's a big out for Lawyerson after the defensive error behind him. A big bat in Blaine Krim with two on and nobody out. He'll certainly take a pop-up that leaks out of the infield. Temperatures have not been what we've seen from this summer, one of the hotter summers in Texas, but it's dipping down to low 80s, high 70s tonight. Righty-righty to Acuna, the pitch. Lawyerson dunks it into the strike zone low and away. No balls and a strike to the shortstop that reached on that fielder's choice that forced out Blaine Krim back in the second. Lawyerson giving a look to second at Zavala, the 0-1. Acuna sprays one in the air out to shallow right. Holland charging in, lays out for it and can't make the catch. The throw to second on the ground and everybody safe. Zavala to third. Foscue, of course, had to wait for it to hit the grass. And as soon as he saw Holland couldn't haul it in, he was able to get to second safely. Holland almost made this catch. Oh, what an effort. And then from his knees, able to barehand it and spike a throw to second. Bases are loaded. Only one out for the designated hitter, Trevor Hover. Rough Riders trailing at 1-0, but the base is full. Zavala at third, Foscue at second. Acuna at first, righty-lefty for Lawyers in the pitch. Just missing low. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders with three of their first four able to reach base to begin the fourth inning. They entered the frame with no hits. Lawyerson's pitch count really took a jump back in the third inning. And it's going to take a shot here in the fourth as well. 1-0. Breaking ball. That finds a zone. Left it high, but Hover didn't like it outside at 79. It's 1-1. Lights are on at Riders Field. Starting to get darker earlier. Lawyerson the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's now 1-2. A tough at-bat for Hover, who enters with a .250 average. His lone RBI came on a solo home run back in the Corpus Christi series when he joined the Rough Riders roster from Hickory. Chance to put a ball in play and drive in RBI number two at the AA level. Lawyerson coming to a set. The 1-2 in the air out to left field, actually towards the seats, third base side, and it'll head plenty rows deep. Still 1-2. Long rest for Jack Leiter. He's got six strikeouts, the Frisco starter. And he's starting to find a bit of a groove after the solo homer from Julian, the second batter of the ball game. He's only given up a pair of hits since, no runs. One walk tonight allowed. Lawyerson, though, working in the bottom of the fourth. And Hover steps out. 1-2 to the Riders DH. Lawyerson comes home. Spoiled back to the net. Still 1-2. We mentioned earlier that San Antonio was leading Midland. They still are. It's 2-1. And that one's slowly rolling. Bottom of the third inning. A 2-1 ball game that started at 6:35. Lawyerson, a long look in for the right-hander. And calls for a reset from his catcher, Camargo. He'll jog out there instead to try and slow the pace down in this bottom of the fourth. A base hit for Aaron Zavala started the inning. probably on the hardest contact we've seen from a Rough Riders hitter tonight at 104. And then Foscue, a hard ground ball up the third baseline. Severino, a backhand stab. He elected to throw to second, a quicker play. And it pulled the second baseman, Edward Julian, off the bag. Blaine Krim popped out. And then Luis Angel Acuna with the base hit out to right field on a flare shot that the right fielder, Will Holland, diving towards the right field line, couldn't haul it in. So everybody's safe. Zavala couldn't score on it. Righty-lefty in the trip to the mound over. One ball, two-strike pitch to Trevor Hover. Swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the second out of the inning. Strikeout number five tonight for Loyerson. Two gone, and the center fielder, Josh Stowers, next.
These two teams have combined for 11 strikeouts now through almost four innings. That's a whole lot of swing and miss on both sides.
For Loyerson, that's a season high. If you go all the way back to June 17th in his Cedar Rapids time, 5 Ks, a double A most for him. Pitch home, Stowers watches one miss outside, and an extra effort by Camargo to prevent it from finding the backstop, 1-0. Six strikeouts on June 14th against the Dayton Dragons stands as the most on the season, and that was in 3 1/3. Three hits, no runs, and a walk allowed. 1-0 shot foul up the third base side, and a screaming liner towards the Rough Riders bullpen. 1-1. There's no Furo Zuna over there. If he was there, that's a catch. 10 days a week. Ready to Stowers, and the base is still loaded. The pitch home. Hard hit, line drive to straightaway center. Kersey back on it, and he makes the catch. Boy, that's a tough one. Cody Loyerson able to wiggle out of a bases loaded and one out jam. No runs allowed on two hits and an error in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the bases stranded full. Wichita still out in front on Wednesday night, 1-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back out on the mound as we start the fifth inning from Frisco, Texas. And back to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Jack's been pretty good tonight.
He's been really good. Pitch count's been low in a couple innings.
Oh, yeah. Six strikeouts for him. He deals with Anthony Prado, and the first pitch is inside corner for a strike. 0-1, the fastball has been good, the slider's been good, we've seen some curveballs, not as many changeups. 0-1 on Prado. Here's the windback from Leiter in the pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 1-1. Prado will fly out to right field his first time up. 0-5 in the series now. Leiter peels back the 1-1. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. 95 with a fastball.
For Leiter, too, we've talked about he's been able to get to five innings a lot lately.
1-2 pitch. Fouled away, right side, still 1-2.
It's been getting past the early stages of his starts and then settling in. That's where we really have seen the MO of Leiter as the season's gone on. But in his last four appearances, three of them, he's cleared the fifth inning.
1-2. Off the outside corner, missed with the slider, and it's 2-2.
So just seeing that outage be able to be bumped up, and it feels like basically after he gave up two earned runs on four hits and three and a third in Arkansas, since then, basically the end of the month of July and into August, he's been sharp.
2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the inside corner with a fastball. Jack Leiter with strikeout number 7. One away in the fifth.
And now just consecutively three starts with 7 punchouts for Leiter. One walk, though, is fewest in those three. He's really limited the free passes tonight, and his pitch location's been really sharp.
He deals with Deshaun Kersey Jr. in the first pitch. Ground ball to the right side and through for a base hit. And Kersey singles through the right side. A softly hit ground ball. It just snuck its way through, and Kersey has his second hit of the series. There's Will Holland now. Leiter's career high in the minors and season high as this is his first professional season. 8 strikeouts against this Wichita Wind Surge team. It's on June 1st, but technically on May 31st. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Inside corner for a strike, 0-1 on Holland. If you missed it earlier in that start, or that relief outing, I should say, he pitched in the game as a reliever, picking up on a suspended game from the day before. So, logged 5 2/3 innings in relief. 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 on Holland. I mentioned the pitch count is low for Jack Leiter. That's what we've seen, is we've seen some of his starts where the pitch count can really elevate quickly when he gets a lot of those strikeouts, but it's been pretty good given how many strikeouts he has. As he pitches here in the fifth, 64 tosses. He stretches in the 1-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2.
Well, and here we are. We're deep in a Leiter start, and we've talked about how it seems he's gotten unlucky this year in looking for the final out of innings to clear him through a solid start. He's in that stage again, so it's always fun to watch these guys deal with the challenges that these levels present them. And finding the third out of an inning is such a big challenge.
He readies here in the 1-2, just inside 2-2. There's one out here in the inning, 1-0. Wichita still leads here in the fifth. Leiter, for how unlucky he's been over the course of the season, has gotten a little bit lucky today. Poor base running, allowing a double play to come across in the fourth inning. Quick throw over, and they got him. They picked him off. Kersey picked off at first base. Quick move by Leiter got him leaning towards second, and there are two outs.
That was a great move from Jack. And we've talked about another one of the challenges has been holding runners at first base. And Kersey was leaning a little bit, and a great move from Leiter to get him at first.
Krim got him with the tag on the back, and he was out. So the 2-2 pitch. There's a drive into center field. Stower started in, now goes back a couple steps, makes the catch, and the side closes on the fly ball to center. Another nice inning for Jack Leiter. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 7 strikeouts for the right-hander through 5 innings. 1-0. Wichita leads it over the Rough Riders to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas?
Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Spiggers, Scott Capers, and Jonathan Ornelas, 8-9-1, will lead things off for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 1-0 to the Wind Surge in the second game of this six-game series. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Rough Riders, a thrilling walk-off win 4-3 last night, in which they trailed from the sixth inning on. They've trailed since the first inning in this one. Lawyers in first pitch. Outside corner, a called strike. Heater at 90 miles an hour, 0-1. Lawyerson's not going to wow you with his velocity, but he certainly wowed us with his ability to escape some jams in this one. 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. This man, Jack Spiggers, was at second base in the third with just one out. And he was stranded right there. And the big one in the fourth inning, Rough Riders stranded the bases loaded. And the bags packed and just one out and couldn't push a run across. 0-2. Misses away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the back of a solo home run by Edward Julian. Back in the first for Wichita. Haven't been a lot of hits in this game either. The pitch. Soft roller foul back behind home as a defensive hack just clips the top of the baseball for Biggers. And it's 1-2. He walks over and putts the baseball back towards the Riders' dugout with the bat. Only six combined hits between the two teams, just two from Frisco. Here's the look in by Lawyerson. And the pitch on the way. Misses high of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Is that an SEC chant?
I think Jax has a congregation here because there have been cheers in his interaction in tonight's game.
2-2. Fouled back into Camargo's glove. He strikes out. Sixth strikeout for Lawyerson, and there's one away.
Well, the pitching matchup has delivered tonight. Two young pitchers that we talked about at the top of the broadcast, and each the Twins and the Rangers organization. Lawyerson 23, Leiter 22, and each guys have shown really strong takeaways early on in the pro ball system.
Lawyerson deals with Scott Capers, first pitch. Breaking ball, comes across in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lawyerson entered into today with an ERA just a couple ticks above 1. And he has lowered that. The 0-1 slips across the inside corner for a strike. And it's 0-2 on Capers. It's been a really good pitcher's duel, as you mentioned. It's been fun. 0-2, just outside. 1-2. Leiter with 7 strikeouts through 5. Lawyerson with 6, getting his first out in the fifth. 1-0, Wichita leads it. Right-hander from the first base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Just outside, 2-2. There is action out in the Wichita bullpen, though. Francis Peguero is getting loose. As good as Lawyerson has been, it's only his fourth start this year in 15 appearances in AA. 2-2. He off the hands, foul territory right side, and it drops into the grass. A foul ball harmlessly, and it's still 2-2. So not necessarily going to be depended on to go too deep in the ballgame. And he is on 81 pitches currently as well. Takes a deep breath, winds back in the 2-2. Chopper up the middle. Martin charges from short, picks hip high, fires across, and it's in time. Scott Capers is the second out of the fifth inning, and Jonathan Ornelas makes his way to the plate.
Well, and Lawyerson, the pitch count has been so high. He's been over 20 pitches in his last two innings of work. This bottom of the fifth is the only time for him since going back to the first where he's retired the first two batters of an inning for Frisco. And so trying to keep that pitch count low to see if he can get through five.
First pitch to Ornelas. Off the outside corner and misses. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order. Third time through for the Rough Riders. 1-0 Wichita here in the fifth. Ornelas 0 for 2 with a pair of groundouts. Lawyerson delivers. Misses away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Ornelas in his last groundout had a really nice at-bat, fouling off four pitches before chopping to second. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went with a changeup on a 2-0 toss. And it's 2-1. Seems like there isn't much thing as a fastball count anymore. 2-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Used to be 2-0 and 3-1 were fastball counts. So guys are throwing any pitch at any count. It's been really effective, especially for Lawyerson. Not a lot of hard-hit balls against him tonight. Ornelas ahead in the count, 3-1. Offering it outside with a fastball. A walk to Ornelas with two outs in the fifth inning. And here's Aaron Zavala, and that's going to be it for Cody Lawyerson. Ramon Borrego out of the dugout, and he's going to go make the pitching change as the right-hander fails to get through five innings, and he's frustrated with himself. So we'll see Francis Peguero come out of the bullpen for the Wichita Wind Surge. It's 1-0. Wind Surge out in front. We'll step aside for a pitching change. Come back to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Francis Peguero takes over out of the bullpen with two outs in the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the second game of this six-game series. Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate for the Rough Riders with a runner at first. And Jonathan Ornelas. Zavala, a base hit back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. And he continues to hit in a Rough Riders uniform. Right-hander on the hill, left-hander at the plate. Francis Peguero, former member of the Reds organization, came over in a trade last year that brought Sonny Gray over to the Twins organization, and a pitch clock violation before the initial toss. It's one ball and no strikes on Aaron Zavala. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Strike on the outside corner. Out of the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. 10th appearance for Peguero. 2-0 with a 4.91 ERA. 1-1. Ground ball foul right side off the facing of the dugout on the right side. Home of Wichita tonight. 1-2. 11 innings, 7 strikeouts to 1 walk for Peguero. Opponents hitting 250 against him. He has not allowed a home run. One and two on Zavala. Peguero peers in for his sign. offering home. There's a high pop-up on the infield, now drifting out into shallow left. Austin Martin, the shortstop, under it. He puts it away. Side comes to a close in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders offensively. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base on a walk. Frisco still trails 1-0 as we go to the top of the sixth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter starts the sixth inning. 7 strikeouts through 5 innings. 1-0 Wichita leads it. Here's Austin Martin. First pitch. Outside corner, called strike, and it's 0-1. A couple of Vanderbilt Commodores doing battle for the third time tonight. Leiter nods yes to the sign, rocks back the 0-1. High and tight, nearly hit him. And it's 1-1. Leiter's won the first 2 matchups. Ground down to strikeout in the first and third innings, respectively. 1-1. Off the outside edge, missed with a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Must be fun to face your former college teammate. These two won a College World Series championship together. 2-1. Line foul right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Both first round picks. Both considered among the best at their position in college their last year. Austin Martin, the number 12 prospect in the Twins organization. Leiter, the number 2 in the Rangers. Looks over the top of his glove. Winds back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider up and in. And he picks up his 2nd strikeout against Martin and ties his career high with 8 strikeouts tonight. Jack Leiter with 8 strikeouts, tying a career best. And here's Edward Julian. Wind back, first pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-0. Julian has had an incredible year this year, leading the league in walks, on base percentage, 10th in slugging. One back in the 1-0. Inside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. And it is 16th home run of the year in the first inning, the only run in this ballgame. It's 1-0 win surge. Leiter rocks back in the 1-1. Just inside. Misses with the heater in 93, and the count goes to 2-1. We've seen that fastball from about 93 to 97 miles an hour today. 2-1 shuttles in. Grounded, left side, and just inside the bag, down the left field line, a fair ball. Julian around first. He motors his way into second and stops right there. It's a 1-out double here in the sixth inning. So two extra base hits in the game combined between the two teams, and they both come off of Edward Julian's bat. Aaron Sabato makes his way to the plate. The pitch on the outside corner that Julian just went with and lined down the left side. It's just the fifth hit tonight for Wichita. Here's Aaron Sabato, who's one for two today. It's a quick mound visit by Capers and joined by the middle infield for the Rough Riders. Sabato singled back in the fourth inning, and then after Isola singled behind him. There was a fly ball by Jair Camargo into right center field that Zavala made a great running catch in the gap to track it down. And when he made the catch, Sabato was all the way around third base. So it was an easy double play to get him. The pitch home. Sabato takes one down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. It was a huge break for Leiter in that fourth inning, and that was on three consecutive pitches to start the inning. Pitch in. Fastball sits outside at 97, and it's one ball and one strike. All three pitches to start that fourth inning were put in play. Single, single, and the fly out into a double play. Completely changed the complexion of that inning. 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and one strike. And you can make an argument that that inning is the reason why Leiter is pitching so confidently into the sixth. With his pitch count now at 80 pitches. Leiter already with eight strikeouts, tying a career high. He stretches, 2-1. Upper edge inside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2 with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Leiter has gone six innings just once this year. Was back on May 7th here at home against Arkansas. He stretches, 2-2. Outside and misses, three balls and two strikes. And so the slider. Just one walk tonight for Leiter. Julian leads from second. 1-0 Wichita leads it here in the sixth. Leiter flicks home. Just off the outside corner. Leiter hopping up and down in frustration. Didn't get the call. A walk puts runners at first and second. One down in the sixth, and here's Alex Isola. Just a really good pitch. A slider just off the outside corner and didn't get the call from home plate umpire Trevor Danninger. Alex Isola stands in from the right side, one for two today with a single to the left. Runners at first and second, one out in the sixth. First pitch. Check swing. Strike called anyway. Outside corner and it's 0-1. Isola, 2-for-4 day yesterday with a double. And now another hit today. Open stance just slightly. Pitch in. Fastball rings on the inside corner for a strike. 0-2. It's been really good stuff from Leiter. He's been in the zone with consistency. He's made some really good pitches. He's ahead 0-2, looking for a new career high. He fires. Fouled away, right side. Still 0-2. Runners take their leads from first and second. Leiter twirls the ball behind his back, peers in for his sign. He's got it. He kicks in the 0-2. Line drive up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Runner up to third, and he gets stopped right there. Julian held up as he had to make sure that the ball wasn't caught by the shortstop Acuna. And the bases are full. A double walk single loads the bases, and here's Jair Camargo. Boy, and after such a great start, you would hate for this one to unravel a bit for Leiter. He has to lock it down against the power-hitting catcher, Camargo. two home runs head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year, both of them coming in that early June series. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Not with the first pitch slider, a good one off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Camargo tonight is 0-1 with a walk. Flying into that double play in the fourth inning to right center. Bases loaded full of wind surge. The pitch. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Leiter looks in for his sign. He's got it. As Josh Smith is loosening in the bullpen right now. The pitch in. Inside, and he nearly hit him. It's two balls and one strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. He was that close to a bases-loaded hit by pitch. This next pitch will be number 90 tonight for Leiter, so this might be his last batter. He flicks in the 2-1. Off the outside corner and low, 3-1, and you'd love for him to get a ground ball right here and get out of the inning. Leiter battling. He nods yes to the sign. And the 3-1 pitch on the way to Camargo. Ripping a miss, 3-2. Bases loaded with one out. Massive pitch here for Leiter. He's got his sign from Capers. And the 3-2 on the way. High and inside for ball four. He walks in a run, and it's 2-0 Wichita. And that'll most likely be the end of the night for Jack. Jared Gettert emerges from the Rough Riders dugout, and the Rough Riders manager will go get Jack Leiter. Man, just couldn't finish off what was a very strong start to this point. So one out here in the sixth inning, one run in, bases still loaded, and Josh Smith will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Jack Leiter done after 5 1/3. We're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll return to Riders Field after this.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Smith inherits a tough situation here in the sixth inning. One out, and the bases loaded, 2-0. Wichita already out in front. Junior Severino in the first pitch. A rip and a miss, and a good pitch low and inside, 0-1. So Josh Smith takes over for Jack Leiter in this sixth inning. Bases are loaded. Severino 0-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. Smith, the left-hander, fires home. Ground ball out to second. Foscue has it on to second for one. Throw to first, a double play. What a job by Josh Smith. He comes in, throws two pitches, and gets a 4-6-3 double play to get out of the jam. Jack Leiter says, thank you very much, Josh Smith. Nicely done. It remains 2-0 as one run comes across for the wind surge in the inning. And the Rough Riders take things to the bottom of the sixth inning down by 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue starts things for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. First pitch is a line drive back up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. And Justin Foscue rams one back up the middle on the initial toss of the frame. And he picks up a single. One for three today now for the second baseman, and here's Blaine Krim. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 after a run coming across in the top of the sixth doubled the lead for Wichita. What a night for Jack Leiter, though, as Josh Smith comes in on the second pitch he throws. He gets a double play in the bases loaded situation to get out of it. Stretch by the right-hander Baguero in the first pitch. Just low of the zone, one ball, no strikes to Krim. Now, Jack Leiter's final line, two runs allowed on six hits over 5 1/3 innings. Eight strikeouts, tying a career high in two walks. 1-0 pitch. Hard grounder to short. Martin up with it into the belly. Flips onto second for one. Throw to first by Julian is in time for the double play. 6-4-3. And just like that, the leadoff single is eliminated. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. 2-0 Wichita, bottom six. Acuna 1-for-2 today with a single to right. Back in the fourth inning. First pitch. Creams the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Acuna entered today hitting 226, couple homers, 11 RBIs. The 0-1. Off the outside edge and misses, one ball, one strike. Acuna works out in Venezuela in the offseason with his brother Ronald. May have heard of him, Ronald Acuna Jr., all-star outfielder for the Atlanta Braves. 1-1. Off the outside corner, all the way back to the backstop, and it's 2-1. And he learns a lot from what his brother has already been through, and he has always looked up to his brother as a mentor. That he's one of the reasons why he's here now. 2-1. Fouled back this way, just short of us. Two balls, two strikes. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball top shelf. Able to foul it back. Two outs, bases cleared. 2-0. Wichita leads in the bottom of the sixth. Offering home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Rough Riders sat down quietly after the leadoff single, a double play and a strikeout for Peguero. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. Top seven coming up. Riders trailing 2-0, and Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the seventh from Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on a Wednesday night. 2-0, Wichita still posting a zero in the Riders run column. Left-hander Josh Smith back out on the mound. And he'll face the left fielder Anthony Prado. His first pitch, high and outside, 1-0. Jack Leiter's night has come to a close. Two earned runs after walking the bases, or I should say two walks and a base hit in the sixth inning, but loaded the bases, and a run came in. 1-0 pitch. Smith missing his mark inside on Prado. It's 2-0. First run came back on the solo homer in the first, and then in a one-out double from Edward Julian back in the sixth inning came around. Smith, though, just two pitches to end the line for Leiter. 2-0. Hard ground ball up the middle. Foscue from second, right up the gut. Throws to first, and they got him. Prado motoring up the first baseline, and Foscue saw that he had to get rid of it quickly. And after cutting it off before it found center field, got it there in time. One gone for Smith to start out the seventh. Center fielder Deshaun Kersey due up now. Lefty-lefty matchup for Smith. And a good play by Foscue to keep a runner off base. Riders trailing 2-0, and the first pitch from the left-hander missing high and inside. 1-0. Offensively, Frisco's had their chances to plate runs tonight. The biggest came back when they had the bases loaded, only one out in the bottom of the fourth. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss from Kersey as he went way too far to try and hold up that swing. He had found the zone anyways from Smith. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the order in the right fielder, Will Holland on deck. As we're 10 minutes to 9. 1-1. Missing inside. Two balls and a strike to the center fielder, Kersey, that reached on a single in the fifth. But Leiter facing the minimum after he was able to get Kersey leaning off of first base. 2-1. Sprayed into left field on a line. Biggers charging in, lays out for it. And did he make the catch? No, they say he dropped it. Biggers came up a little slow, laying out for it. They're going to say that Kersey was able to reach as Biggers couldn't haul it in. I think all the way up until that point, boy, and Jack's rolling over his glove hand, laying out for the catch. Saw it in live action, but couldn't make the squeeze. So a runner at first for the bottom of the order in the right fielder, Will Holland. Lefty-righty, the pitch. Drops into the zone, and it's 0-1. That is unfortunately how the Riders lost Dustin Harris. Harris came charging in the Amarillo series in a very similar look. Smith throws back to first, and Kersey able to get back to the bag. No balls and a strike to Holland, who's 0-2 in each of his at-bats tonight. A strikeout victim for Leiter, 1-8. And that ties his career high. Each of them came against Wichita. Lefty-righty from Smith, and the 0-1. Missing inside. And it scooted the right fielder away. Counts evened up at 1-1. We've seen Francis Peguero come in and settle things down for Cody Lawyerson, 4 2/3. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. On almost 5 scoreless innings from the Wichita right-hander. Smith the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him, and it's now 1-2. Rough Riders got a huge double play ball. As we mentioned, Smith only throwing 2 pitches back in the 6th inning. Came in and got Junior Severino to roll one over. Lefty-righty matchup with Kersey at first base and 1 gone in the 7th. Kicks and fires. Chopper third base side, and it's foul. Ornelas was ranging over and had thoughts of 2 in mind. Second hopper and foul. Still a ball and 2 strikes to the right fielder, Holland, who's really hit it well since returning. 323 average for him. And a lefty-righty matchup as Smith now coming to a set with Kersey at first base. Checks the runner and kicks and comes home. Tipped into the glove of Capers for strike 3. First strikeout of the night for Josh Smith, and a big second out in the 7th. 2 gone for the top hitter and Austin Martin. Switch hitting shortstop coming to the plate in the top of the lineup. Holland, since bumping up to Wichita, as he goes down swinging there, the average sitting at a 345 in 10 games. And Smith throws to first. It got away from Krim and goes past the top step of the dugout. Looked like Krim never was able to even get his glove up to it, and the runner advances. So now an RBI chance for Martin with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. And for Frisco, that's their first error of the ball game. Each team now committing an error in tonight's contest. Kersey at second for Martin, and the pitch home. Sprayed back to the net. No balls and a strike to the shortstop, Martin, that is riding just above the Mendoza line at a 240. Pair of strikeouts tonight and a ground out back in the 1st inning. As he's not hitting for power this year, only 1 long ball. Smith, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball high and outside, and it's 1-1. We've been touching on how talented these offenses are, but for the most part, it's been the bullpens in the second half of play. And the top 2 staffs in the Texas League. 1-1. Tapper foul at the plate. Smith in front, 1-2 on Martin with 2 outs, and Kersey at 2nd. Do not want to see Edward Julian have a plate appearance with runners in scoring position tonight. He's gone deep and doubled. Of course, scored on the homer, but he also came in to score on the 1-out double back in the 6th inning. Runner dancing at 2nd, the 1-2. Up the first baseline and fair. It rolls into foul territory, and Kersey can score from 2nd. Martin to 2nd, slides in, and the throw's not in time. RBI double as the shortstop able to tuck it just in front of the first base bag for an RBI double. Wichita extending their lead. It's now 3-0 wind surge in the top of the 7th. And the throwing error coming back to bite Smith and the Riders. A Lefty-lefty matchup to Edward Julian, the second baseman. We've talked about his night. First pitch to him is shot back to the net. Just caught the upper lip, 0-1. For Martin, that's his first hit of the series. He had no issues getting on base. He walked twice last night and was plunked by a pitch. The 19th time that Martin's been hit by a pitch this year, that leads the Texas League. Lefty-lefty from Smith to Julian. Pitch home. High fly ball out to left field, and that one's tailing way foul. Count works to 0-2. The only time that the Riders have retired Julian came back in the third inning. They got him on a ground out to end the frame. A 1-2-3 stretch for Leiter. He had two 1-2-3 innings. And one of them with that base hit from Deshaun Kersey. Lefty-lefty in the 0-2 pitch on its way. Called strike three. Smith dots the upper inner edge on Julian and picks up his second strikeout of the inning and the second strikeout for the left-hander of the night. A run comes in, though, on a two-out RBI single from Austin Martin. It's 3-0 Wichita on Wednesday night. To the stretch from Frisco, Texas, Riders to the plate after this.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wind surge with a new man out on the mound after the stretch from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. And the wind surge threatening to take their first game of the series. They make a pitching change, sending the left-hander Ryan Horseman out to the bump. And the 30-year-old, drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the fourth round in 2013, set to go. Lefty-lefty matchup, and it's Trevor Hover standing in. First pitch to him. There's a fastball low of the zone. It catches at 94. And it's 0-1. Hover and his time with the Mariners going all the way back to 2013. Pitch home. Down and outside. The count's evened up at one ball and one strike. And for Horseman, he's making his comeback in 2022 to pro ball for the first time since 2017. One ball, one strike. That misses low, and it's 2-1. Back in 2017, it was Horseman that was with the Arkansas Travelers in 13 games. He was in the AZL for one, and then basically finished out the rest of the year with the Travelers in the Texas League. Pitch home. Finds a strike zone tight on the hands of Hover, and the count's evened up, 2-2. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. And the third pitcher of the ballgame, second out of the bullpen. Horseman throwing for Wichita. The pitch home, down and away. Full count to Trevor Hover. 3-2 to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Horseman joining Wichita on August 16th from Fort Myers. Got the bump up. Pitch home. Tipped into the glove for strike three. First strikeout of the night for Ryan Horseman as Hover goes down on strikes for the third time tonight. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Base is clear. And the center fielder, Josh Stower, is now coming to the plate. Horseman made five appearances and four of them starts in the Florida Complex League with the Twins. Eight Ks and seven innings for him. First pitch to Stower is missing tight inside on the hands. And it's 0-1. And for Horseman, it was indie ball with the Long Island Ducks on May 27th last year when he was signed by the Twins. The 1-0. Bunt showed by Stowers. Did he pull it back, though? He sure did. The appeal up to Pete Talkington, our first base ump tonight, giving Stowers the good news. Two balls, no strikes to the Riders center fielder, and just his third at-bat of the ballgame. He's 0-2. Strikeout and a sharp lineout with the bases loaded. That was 100 off the bat of Stowers, but right to Kersey in center field. 2-0 toss upstairs. Now 3-0 to the Rough Riders' speed threat in Josh Stowers, who went deep in the recent series against Corpus Christi. Would love to see him on base. 19 swipe bags this year for Frisco. He's been caught three times. The 3-0 pitch. High pop-up up the left field line and shallow with Prado coming in. Deep into the corner. Leaps in the air. Did he make the catch? Oh, it was just out of his reach. He had to leap and had maybe just enough room to haul it in, but banged into that padded wall deep up the left field line. And a long foul ball to Stowers. Let's take another look.
Yeah, it looks like he just slightly undercut it.
Oh, he overran it.
Yeah, underran it just a little bit. How about that?
Well, he made a heck of a catch last night diving in towards the infield. That one took him all the way to the wall in foul territory. Overran his mark and then tried to leap back in the air over his right shoulder. The 3-1. That's down and in for ball four. Stower is aboard for the first time tonight and a one-out walk in the bottom of the seventh. Riders trailing it 3-0. And being out hit by the wind surge 8-3. But base runners can be a way that the Riders can crawl back. It was just a one-run deficit back in the ninth. And so always obtainable. Lefty-lefty matchup to Jax Biggers. First pitch to him. That finds the strike zone. 94 down and away to the left fielder. And it's 0-1.
Chris, an update from the farm. Former Rough Rider Josh Young with another homer. That's six now for him.
He's been pounding the baseball since coming back. That's great to see. The 0-1. Breaks the bat of Biggers on a flare shot right to Martin. And he watches Stowers back to the bag. A jam shot on Biggers, and his bat just busted in two. Just to pick up what's left. Pops out for the second out of the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the catcher, Scott Capers. More on Ryan Horseman, the new Wichita pitcher out on the mound, the left-hander. We mentioned that Seattle originally tabbed him. That was out of St. John's University in Queens, where he made nine starts and seven bullpen outings for the Red Storm in 2013. His first pitch to Scott Capers with Stowers at first. The runner goes, misses high, and the throw down. Tag applied, not in time. 20 swipe bags for Stowers on the year. And a runner in scoring position with two outs for Frisco in the seventh. A Capers base hit can likely do it as we get another look, and Stowers just underneath the tag. That was tight. Time called. Horseman out of St. John's, as we mentioned, he went 6-6 in 2013 in that final year. A 2.13 ERA before Seattle called his name. The next toss, Capers pokes one high in the air, foul headed over the wind surge dugout, long into the concourse. It's 1-1. An easy foul ball. So for Capers, his third at-bat of the ball game, and a run-scoring chance. Next toss, sprayed over the net. Now 1-2. The catcher in his first at-bat in the third inning had Biggers at second, and a stolen bag got him there. Capers went down swinging. It was the fourth punch-out for Cody Lawyerson for his 12th scoreless outing of the season. The right-handed starter with his fourth scoreless of the month and a season-high 4 2/3 for him. The 1-2. Capers pops one up out to shallow left center. Everybody converging. Martin, the shortstop, out there, and he makes a catch. It saves a run as those can be trouble, but the shortstop easily ranges it down. Frisco, another run-scoring chance passing them by tonight, and it's 3-0 Wichita. We roll on into the eighth from Frisco, Texas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadel and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man in the ball game for the Rough Riders as we start the eighth, game two of our six-game series. And it's Wichita out in front of Frisco on Wednesday night. The right-hander Ty Tiedemann out for the Riders. And the night coming to a close for Josh Smith. He goes an inning in 2/3 tonight. And Tiedemann set to go for Frisco. The tall right-hander comes home. The first pitch is a wave and a miss. 0-1. Good start to the at-bat on Aaron Sabato, the first baseman. Hit tonight and a walk. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Tiedemann off to a solid start, locating the off-speeds on the first two offers to Sabato, who was a strikeout victim back in the first inning, Leiter's first of eight tonight. The 0-2, breaking ball, chopper third base side, nice pick from Ornelas. Settles and fires a rocket to first. And that starts the night for Ty Tiedemann. Ground ball producer. Gives the Riders a rollover, and here comes Alex Isola, the designated hitter now. Smith with a run allowed back in the seventh on a pair of hits. Austin Martin, an RBI single. And it extended the Wichita lead to what it is now, 3-0 wind surge. First pitch to Isola, missing off the plate, 88 miles an hour. And it's 1-0. Tiedemann out for the Riders as he spent all year with Frisco, his 36th game. The 1-0. Missing down and outside. Two balls and no strikes as Isola not biting on the secondary stuff down and away. The Cleanup hitting DH for Wichita with a pair of hits tonight. He flew out back in the first. 2-0. That finds a strike zone. Now two balls and a strike. Top of the eighth inning in a 3-0 Wichita lead. As the Riders have been held off the scoreboard pretty well tonight. Pitch down and away. Now three balls and a strike to Isola. With Ty Tiedemann facing just his second batter of the ballgame. Tiedemann 5-2 on the year and a 5.68 earned run average. Pitch home. Down and away. Ball four. He lost him. Third time aboard for Isola in his fourth at bat. Middle of the order for a good reason. Jair Camargo, the catcher, coming to the plate. He's only been on base via the walks tonight with two. Flew into a very unfortunate double play back in the fourth as he steps to the plate for the fourth time tonight as well. Tiedemann coming to a set, kicks and throws. And the first offer finding the strike zone, 0-1. It was a fly out to deep right in the fourth inning after consecutive first pitch singles off of Leiter. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And Camargo now quickly down 0-2. And Sabato at second base saw that Aaron Zavala, the Frisco right fielder, was basically sprinting towards the wall, and it looked like it would be tough for him to try and track it down as time is called. Camargo steps out right side, and Tiedemann goes for the rosin bag. But Zavala was up for it. He ranged it down and was able to make the catch right in front of the wall. And that was about a second after Sabato put his head down and started sprinting for third. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ty Tiedemann with his first strikeout of the night on three pitches to the catcher, Jair Camargo, and there's two gone in the eighth. First time striking out tonight on a beauty. And Tiedemann picking up his first strikeout. Righty-lefty to the third baseman, Junior Severino, who's 0 for 3 with a pair of punch-outs tonight. Runner at first, the pitch home. Finds the strike zone, it's 0-1. And so, tying up that piece on the Camargo at-bat back in the fourth, after the catch from Zavala in right field, was able to easily throw it to Foscue. And Sabato running basically right past Ramon Borrego. Tiedemann fires. Hard ground ball up the middle. Acuna coming over, cuts it off, throws to first, and that'll do it. One out walk left stranded for Wichita as Ty Tiedemann comes in and picks up a strikeout and a pair of ground balls. Rough Riders coming to the plate, trailing 3-0 to the bottom of the eighth inning. We go from Riders Field next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New right-hander into the ballgame for Wichita. And their third man out of the bullpen is the right-hander number 40, Alex Phillips. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from Riders Field. Phillips, a right-hander at 6'4", 215 pounds. And the native of Texas out on the mound for the Wind Surge, set to get started to face the Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco with the top of the order due up. Just an inning that we saw out of the southpaw Ryan Horseman. What a cool story. 5 years of an absence and finding time in Indy ball as well before the Twins bought his contract out and returning to pro ball after a five-year hiatus with Minnesota in 2022. Jonathan Ornelas standing in. Third baseman's 0 for 2 of the walk tonight. First pitch from Phillips. Misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes, and we're off and running in the bottom of the eighth. Riders a lot of scoring chances tonight. They had another one back in the seventh. Phillips kicks and throws. Ornelas swings through the next pitch. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Riders had a one-out walk to Stowers. He was able to swipe second, but Biggers and Capers going down in order. The 1-1. Tapper at the plate as Ornelas just over top of the breaking ball. Phillips now in charge, 1-2. It's been tough to watch pitchers really try and clamp down on Jonathan Ornelas this season. He's got just one hit in the series, with this being his eighth at-bat. The 1-2. Breaks his bat out to shallow left center, dropping quickly. Prado lays out for it and makes an unbelievable catch. Boy, the Wichita left fielder continues to dazzle defensively. Anthony Prado laying all the way out to rob Ornelas of a base hit. Unbelievable. One gone in the eighth. Put a star next to that one. Here's the right fielder, Aaron Zavala. First pitch to him. Straight back to the net. No balls in a strike as the Riders have been held to three hits. Two of them came in the fourth inning. Riders have been held to three hits. Two of them came in the fourth. And Zavala had one of them. Led the inning off with a base hit. Justin Foskey reached on an error. The next toss laced into center field for a base hit. Zavala with hit number two tonight. And a one-out single in the bottom of the eighth. Riders trailing 3-0. Here comes Justin Foskey. Now four hits tonight for the Riders, and all of them singles. Nothing has been to the alley, but you can also say really hard hit baseballs, and then you've got guys like Anthony Prado doing what he does out and left. Righty-righty matchup for Phillips facing Foskey in the first pitch. Breaking ball, and it dropped into the zone. Taking strike, 0-1. Foskey reached on that error as we started to talk about back in the fourth inning. On a hard ground ball to Severino, he threw wildly to second, and it pulled Julian off the base. Pitch home. Foskey holds up on a pitch dying outside, and it's 1-1. So for Frisco, second and first, nobody out for Blaine Krim. That normally spells runs. The first baseman popping out to shallow left field. And then Luis Angel Acuna with a base hit that loaded the bases. One ball, one strike. High and outside. 2-1 to Foskey. Bases full and only one out, but Hover and Stowers, the 6-7 hitters, going down on a strikeout and a sharp lineout from Stowers. That one was tough. 100 to center, but right at Kersey. Pitch home is a swing and a miss. Counts evened up. Now two balls, two strikes to Foskey, who's got one of the four hits tonight for Frisco. Riders back in the cream uniforms. They were in a bit of an alt jersey last night, tributing the show Monarch. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for the right-hander Alex Phillips. And he's got two gone with Zavala at first base in the bottom of the eighth inning. Blaine Krim coming to the plate now. Monarch, the new show coming this fall on Fox. And it was Fox 4 in the house last night. Pitch to Krim, missing down and outside, 1-0. And then tonight, for Texas baseball legends, we've got the former Ranger Tim Crabtree. It rolls on tomorrow night with Thirsty Thursday. Grimm waves and misses at the 1-0. And the count's evened up, one ball, one strike. One of just two remaining Blue Norther hard seltzer rowdy at the Rivers this season. Phillips, the 1-1. Runner goes, swing and a miss. The throw down to second. Zavala sliding, and they got him. Camargo fries the runner at second base. His second caught stealing of the night, and that'll end the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on an Aaron Zavala hit. He's got two tonight, but still no runs tonight for the Rough Riders. We go to the ninth. Zach Bigley back with you in a 3-0 Wichita lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We get things going in the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 to Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network. Ty Tiedemann back out for his second inning work. He walked a batter, but other than that, a clean eighth inning. The pitch off the outside corner, misses to Anthony Prado, and it's one ball and no strikes. Anthony Prado, what a fantastic catch he made to rob Jonathan Ornelas of a bloop base hit in the eighth inning. 1-0 off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Prado came in from left field, made a sprawling diving catch off to his left, and he was able to haul it in, fully outstretched, lost his hat. The pitch. He swings, chops it to third. Ornelas comes up, picks from third. A couple scissor steps, rifles across the diamond. Man, a strong throw from Ornelas. And it's well in time for the first down. Really showing off that arm. It's Deshaun Kersey Jr. Prado is that good, scrappy player that you love to have. He's 5'10", out of UConn. Brooklyn, New York native. Plays really good defense, can run. Made his debut against the Rough Riders. The pitch is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes to Deshaun Kersey Jr. That was back in Wichita in the beginning of June when he came up from High A Cedar Rapids. Made his debut. Pitch is fouled back in a caper's glove, and it's 1-1. And he has been really good here at the AA level with an 858 OPS through his 65 games. Kersey 2-for-3 tonight. Tiedemann offers. Down low. Misses in the dirt. Down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Kersey with singles in the fifth and the seventh inning, coming in to score in the seventh. 2-1. Down and in. Missed with a sinker, and it's three balls and one strike. The Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth. We'll have the middle third of their order due up, Krim, Acuna, and Hover. 3-1. There's a fly ball into left field. This one chasing Biggers back. backpedals to the warning track and makes the catch. Two outs. Will Holland steps in now. Four straight retired by Ty Tiedemann. 3-0 Wichita leads it here in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch. Holland swings and drills it way out of here to left field. Oh, my goodness. Over the in-touch home run terrace. A 431-foot home run. And it's 4-0 Wichita. 108 off the bat. That thing was destroyed to left field. Second home run of the ball game for the Wind Surge. He led 4-0. Center cut fastball and turned around in a long way. First pitch to Austin Martin is low and outside. One ball, no strikes. So Wind Surge 4, Rough Riders nothing. Martin, an RBI double back in the seventh. The pitch. Just low of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders won 4-3 last night in walk-off fashion. Now the hill a little bit steeper to climb in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Tiedemann pitches. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Rough Riders in Wind Surge will continue this series tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05 with Cody Bradford taking the mound for the Rough Riders. 3-1. Just outside for ball four. A walk with two outs. Edward Julian makes his way to the plate. Bradford 8-6 this year, a 5.38 earned run average. Daniel Gossett will go on the other side, who's 2-1 with a 2.74 ERA, and he's coming off a no-hitter in his last start. A 9-inning complete game no-hitter. Don't see that very often. Pitch in. Off the outside corner and misses. One ball, no strikes. Gossett, 29 years old. Pitching the no-hitter. The offering is grounded up the first baseline right to Blaine Krim. He steps on the bag at first and gets the final out of the ninth inning. Not before a run comes across, though, on one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Solo homer Will Holland, his third of the year, and it's 4-0 Wind Surge as we roam to the bottom half of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
6'7" Steven Cruz takes over on the mound. The 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. 1-2, a 5.09 ERA this year. In the bottom of the ninth inning, he'll face the middle third of the Rough Riders order with Wichita leading 4-0. Over 46 innings, 59 strikeouts for the right-hander, but 29 walks has been his demise at times. Blaine Crim ended the eighth inning at the plate when Aaron Zavala was caught stealing. And the first pitch. First pitch slider on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Crim 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Rough Riders have been tamped down offensively, shut out tonight. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another good slider. And it's 0-2. Just four hits on the offensive side. Two from Aaron Zavala. One from Justin Foscue. One from Luis Angel Acuna. The pitch. Off the outside corner and misses. And it's one ball and two strikes. Cruz ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Off the outside edge again. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders have not been shut out very often this season. Right-hander looks in. He's ready in the 2-2. Fouled away back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. Just five times the Rough Riders have been blanked this year. They haven't been shut out since July 24th at Arkansas, a 3-0 defeat. 2-2. Just misses out. Three balls, two strikes. Trying to end the shutout here in the ninth inning and crawl their way back. They need four to tie it. Payoff pitch. Check swing. And he was able to hold just off the outside corner. Ball four. So Blaine Crim works a walk in the ninth, and Luis Angel Acuna stands in. Acuna 1-for-3 with a bloop base hit to right field in the fourth. Rough Riders would love for a comeback tonight for multiple reasons. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. Chopper out to second. Julian has it. Flips on to second for one, and no throw to first. They get the fielder's choice and get the out on Crim. Acuna at first base. One out for Trevor Hover. Well, the Rough Riders obviously need as many wins as they can get down the stretch, but Midland is also leading 9-5 at San Antonio in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that would mean Rough Riders would be down two games. The pitch. Line down the left field line and foul. The back end of the Rough Riders bullpen. 0-1. Two games back at that point with 22 games left. Still so much baseball left to be played. But every game counts. Just ask the Rough Riders last year who missed it by a game. The pitch. Off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-1. Oliver 0-for-3 tonight. Offering in. Ground ball foul right side. 1-2. Oliver looking for his first hit in the series. Got off to a very hot start in Corpus. 4 for his first 12. Stretch by Cruz and the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Two, two. Just inside. Three balls, two strikes. Cruz has already thrown 13 pitches here in the ninth. Rough Riders making him work a little bit. Going to find a way on the offensive side. Acuna leads from first with one out. 3-2. Down low and inside. Scoots back to the backstop for ball four. So two walks for Cruz. Rough Riders with runners at first and second. And here's Josh Stowers with one out. Riders trailing 4-0. Never say never. The Rough Riders tied it with a run in the ninth last night before winning it in the 10th inning. And now Josh Stowers to the plate. And time called before that. Pitching coach making his way out of the dugout. Not sure if it's Peter Larson or Dan Urbina. Not wearing a number. Had a quick mound visit. This is the bottom of the order due up now with Stowers, Biggers, and Capers. Rough Riders, if they do want to use it, have Kellen Strom, Miguel Aparicio. Well, just those two on the bench. And David Garcia. Runners at first and second. And a mound of comeback here in the ninth. First pitch. Stowers takes at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cruz ready from the stretch, the 0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Camargo able to knock it down and keep the runners at bay, and it's one ball and one strike. Looking for late game heroics out of Stowers, who did it time and time again last year. He's had fewer chances this year, but good opportunity now. The 1-1. Check swing, you went around on a pitch off the outside corner, 1-2. Here's Steven Cruz. This is where the strikeout pitch has come up into very important territory this season. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew it by him at 92. Two outs. First strikeout for Cruz, and here's Jax Biggers. Biggers 0 for 2 with a walk today. Runners at first and second and two outs. The Rough Riders on the ball game have stranded 7 on the base paths and are still looking for their first run, trailing 4-0. 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. Pitch in. Down low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Their one hit came back in the fourth. Base hit to right by Acuna. But Will Holland almost caught it in right field, and runners had to wait up to see if it was going to be caught. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Just in case, Grant Anderson has started to loosen in the Riders' pen if we get to extra innings. One and one on Biggers with Acuna at second and Hover at first. Offering home. Low of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Again, this is game two of the series. We'll have game three tomorrow at 7:05. Bradford starts for the Rough Riders, who has been fantastic, allowing one run over 12 innings in his last two starts. The pitch off the outside corner and high and misses. And it's 3-1. Really looking forward to that ball game tomorrow. Three and one on Biggers. Here she comes. Strike on the upper outside edge, 3-2. 98-mile-an-hour fastball from Cruz. Runners will take off on this pitch. Here she comes. Swinging a foul back into Camargo's glove. He hangs on for strike three, and that's your ball game. Win Surge win game two to tie up the series at a game apiece. Final score 4-0. Rough Riders drop the second game of the series. Rough Riders shut out for just the sixth time this year. They'll look to come on back and gain the lead right back with Cody Bradford on the hill tomorrow. You'll hear more about it in the postgame show with Chris Jarrett coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back on the post-game show to break this one down on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco, a rare shutout for the offense tonight as they fall to Wichita. 4-0 the final. Riders out hit tonight in a ball game where the wind surge knocked 9 on Frisco for 4 runs. And the offense for the Riders, 4 hits, no runs tonight. A tough one where Jack Leiter unfortunately has to get the loss as he strikes out 8 in 5 1/3. For Leiter in his last 3 starts, go ahead and give him 22 strikeouts as he continues to, where it feels like and what it looks like, turn a corner at this spot in the season. And you see it in his last 3 starts. Unfortunately, though, in the top of the 6th inning, he struck out Austin Martin. That was the 8th strikeout, but then proceeded to allow 2 hits, 2 walks, and a bases-loaded walk to end his night. He finishes with 3 walks, 2 earned runs on 6 hits. But again, you dive into the box score, and you see that the second batter faced the solo homer, and then tucked in between that and the 6th inning was really sharp and efficient baseball for Leiter tonight. But his line this season now going to 3-9 with a 5.35 earned run average. And another tough go for Leiter as tonight was his 19th start, his 20th appearance of the season. The win goes to Francis Peguero with 1 1/3. He struck a batter out, gave up a hit, but no runs in that time. And a sharp backstretch for Wichita tonight as they finished as a staff with 11 strikeouts but gave up 6 walks. 3 of them belonged to the right-hander Cody Lawyerson, who finished with 6 Ks and 4 2/3 for Lawyerson. That goes on with his 14 outs tonight as a season high for the right-hander. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network on our post-game show and come back and take one final lap around the Texas League and set the stage for tomorrow's broadcast. Riders fall on Wednesday night 4-0. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Four to nothing, the final tonight as we take a look around the Texas League one last time before saying so long Amarillo thumping Corpus Christi tonight, and the Sod Poodles officially a problem. And Amarillo now tied with Frisco after the Riders gain 5 games of separation from the Sod Poodles. That lead in the South is now gone. So Amarillo and Frisco each trailing Midland by 2 games in the Texas League. And it's been tough because anything can happen, and the Sod Poodles playing really, really well lately. Arkansas at home over Tulsa in a low-scoring outing, 3-1 the final, as Tulsa committing 2 errors tonight. Midland in front of San Antonio in the top of the 7th, 9-7. If the Rockhounds go on to win, they will now be 2 games in front of Frisco and tied with Amarillo, 2 games in front of the 2 of them. But if San Antonio can come from behind, then that would be a full game jump for Amarillo and really give the South standings a shakeup. Springfield has currently scored 12 runs in the top of the 7th inning. It is 18-6 over Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals eked out a win last night. That is not the case tonight. 20 hits for Springfield, and again, 12 in the top of the 7th. Our ball game, the one of 3 to be finished, and so Midland, San Antonio, and Springfield and Northwest Arkansas, the only other 2 that are not yet in the Bay. Looking at tomorrow's starting pitching matchup for Frisco, it's the left-hander Cody Bradford. That makes his 23rd start. Bradford 8-6 on the year and leads the team in starts, an ERA of 5.38 this season. For Wichita, they send out the right-hander Daniel Gossett, 2-1 this year, and the ERA at a 2.74. Gossett, last time out, a complete game no-hitter against Tulsa, where he tossed 120 pitches. Curious to see how long he goes. That's a lot of pitches, and not missing a week off. He comes right back out, and he's due for this start, and so we'll see how long Wichita throws Gossett in tomorrow's ballgame. This series is all knotted up at 1 game apiece. Frisco with the loss, now 25-21 in the second half. This year at 61-54. Wichita 31-16, 66-49 on the year. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight as we start to shut things down from Riders Field. We'll be back on the air with a 7:05 first pitch time tomorrow night, 6:35 with a 10-minute countdown, and pregame coverage starting a quarter out of the top of the 7 o'clock hour on the Riders Baseball Network. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final score one last time to you. Wichita over Frisco tonight, 4-0. 4-0, the final over the Riders. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Riders Field, but until then, so long from Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.